The famous American comedian Jerry Lewis has a lucrative business in making people laugh. Theatres and big clubs are his normal stage, so it caught ACTU officials in Australia by surprise when Mr. Lewis's people rang to say he'd like to appear, for free, at the union conference in Sydney last night. And there was even more surprise when the veteran funny man turned up. Lexi Metherill reports.
Word had spread around the ACTU and Union's New South Wales conference in Sydney that Jerry Lewis was going to be at their awards night. No one had quite believed it until he appeared.
Hi, y'all.
Dressed in a tracksuit and what looked like slippers, the comedic great played to the crowd.
I think it is incumbent upon me to tell you that I hold 14 union cards. And I've been paying the goddamn dues for 50 years.
The appearance of one of America's most celebrated entertainers hadn't been part of the program, and it wasn't the conference organisers who'd sought Jerry Lewis out. His camp cold-called them. The Secretary of Unions New South Wales is Mark Lennon.
I think all of us weren't quite sure that he actually walked into the building, but he was him, and he's remarkably agile and alert.
Jerry Lewis made his name playing the clown to Dean Martin's Straight Man.
If you still catch your girl after garlic and oil, that's amore.
That's amore.
But now, at the age of 85, his time in the limelight is devoted to raising money for research into muscular dystrophy and promoting awareness of the disease.
The Australian audience has been waiting for someone to come here to say to them, come, let's do this together. The Australian audience wants to be involved because they're just good people, and I'm very blessed that they have treated me the way they have, because I'll keep coming back until we get it done.
Then, little more than 5 minutes after he'd taken the microphone, Jerry Lewis left the building.
I grew up with Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin shows and stuff, so just to hear his voice took you back in time.
Sometime this afternoon was when the message went out, but yeah, we didn't really believe it until a bit closer to the time when more people verified that it was the real Jerry Lewis. Even seeing him, I still got such a shock when I actually heard his voice. It was hilarious.
Surprised union officials, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.